Well, the Prime Minister again stressed the importance of sovereignty and independence in the Indo-Pacific region during his trip to Vietnam, just hours after he took a thinly veiled swipe at China, urging nations to resist coercion. Scott Morrison has met with his Vietnamese counterpart, Nguyen Xuân Phuc, in Hanoi today. Speaking afterwards, he described a significant uplift in the relationship. "We've gone from friends to mates," he said. But did he address the sobering human rights record of the one-party state? Our reporter Jane Norman is travelling with the Prime Minister. She joins me. Jane, how heavily has the Chinese challenge in the region hung over this visit?
Well, Linda, I think given the rising tensions right now in the South China Sea, Beijing was always going to dominate this bilateral visit. Vietnam really is at the sharp edge of Beijing's aggressive expansionism in this region. The two countries, along with many others, have competing claims in the South China Sea. And Hanoi, I think it's fair to say, is becoming increasingly alarmed at Beijing's incursions into its territorial waters. Indeed, right now, a Chinese survey ship is alleged to be in Vietnamese-controlled waters, and there has been a sort of a month-long standoff. Despite protests from Hanoi, Beijing has refused to leave territory it claims to be its own. So last night, when the Prime Minister arrived in Hanoi, he made a really pointed statement about the state of the affairs in the region. He talked up an Indo-Pacific where, in his words, "we respect each other's sovereignty and independence." And then he warned that if we allow our neighbours to suffer coercion, then we're all diminished. Now, that is a really strong statement. It's clearly referring to China. But today, after the what they call tete-a-tete, one-on-one bilateral talks, when the two prime ministers emerged, they put forward a joint statement, and the language was much more subtle in expressing its concerns at what's happening in the South China Sea. Here is what Prime Minister Scott Morrison had to say when we questioned him about perhaps a difference in the language.
"See, it isn't about picking sides. It's about ensuring that each and every nation in this region can have confidence in its own independence and its own sovereignty. And so everyone's picking their own national interest. And I believe trying to foster a region where that can be respected, and that countries can make their own decisions, and that they can work together constructively. And that's what we're advocating for. See, I've come here to advocate for things, not against things."
Scott Morrison in Hanoi. So, Jane, what do the two prime ministers want to see for the bilateral relationship, particularly in light of the China challenge?
Well, Linda, as you said, they're not just friends, they're mates now. So clearly the diplomatic relationship is growing ever deeper. I mean, it's pretty extraordinary to think that 53 years ago this week, Australian troops were engaged in the Battle of Long Tan. Now the two prime ministers are standing side by side, deepening their trade and security ties. I think on the sort of strategic front, Vietnam is considered to be a really important partner for Australia in trying to counterbalance the rise of China in the region. The countries already have what's called a strategic partnership, and they've now bolstered that by committing to annual bilateral talks at the prime ministerial level. Now, I suppose before the prime minister arrived in Hanoi, Vietnam would have been looking for a stronger statement against China's activities in the South China Sea, in the region. They didn't necessarily get that. I think Australia's language is certainly strengthening, but at no point has the Australian government gone as far as the United States in actually naming Beijing or condemning Beijing. So I suppose that is the strategic side of things. On the trade front, well, the Prime Minister's laid out some big ambitions to double two-way trade. It's worth $14.5 billion now. He wants to see that increase markedly, and also he wants to see Vietnam become a top 10 trading partner, and he isn't ruling out a free trade deal. So on Thursday night, he hosted a business dinner with about 100 business leaders from Australia and Vietnam, people from ANZ Bank, RMIT University, Linfox Logistics Company were all there, including the chief executive of Woodside. And Woodside at the moment is looking at exporting liquefied natural gas to Vietnam to help sort of fill a shortfall. So clearly business can see opportunities emerging here. And here's what the Prime Minister had to say about that.
I mean, this is a country with an enormously big future, and we want to be part of that, and we want to support them as they support us in ensuring that we have a stable and secure Indo-Pacific region where countries can continue to live in their sovereignty and their independence and realise their objectives, and which is all about raising the living standards of their people.
Scott Morrison there. Jane, just briefly, Vietnam is still, though, a one-party state. It's accused of significant human rights abuses. Did Scott Morrison raise that issue?
Look, in short, it doesn't look like it. I mean, Vietnam is a communist country. It has a very poor human rights record. These are big differences with Australia, and they've kind of historically been challenges in our diplomatic relationship. What I can say, though, is that it appears, or it is highly likely, that the Prime Minister did raise the case of Australian citizen Van Cam Chau. He's been in a Vietnamese prison now for 7 months without access to a lawyer. He's 70. He was arrested in Ho Chi Minh earlier this year for allegedly trying to overthrow the state. Now, he hasn't been given access to a lawyer, which means that information on his case is very limited. Publicly, the Prime Minister is saying very little, only that the post here is regularly engaging in these kind of consular matters. But I think that he is conscious that diplomacy, perhaps in cases like this, needs to happen behind closed doors.
Okay, thanks very much, Jane. Jane Norman, a reporter travelling with Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister in Vietnam.